American heroes.
Real American heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Major League Infield Raker.
Mr. Major League Infield Raker.
Your precision movements and split-second timing keep America's infield safe for play and covered with cool, swirly designs.
Swirly designs.
Millions watch as you weave your standard issue rake inches from the bag, then skillfully switch to the more advanced woven metal thing on a chain.
Woven metal thing.
Yeah, it has a name, but we wouldn't understand. Why? Because we're not Mr. Major League Infield Raker. So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, oh Duke of Dirt. Because for every kid who wants to be a Major League Slugger, there's another who wants to be a guy with a rake.
Infield Raker.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hello, welcome to the 2022 RB FFL season. Thought I'd do a little preview. It'll be short. We've got a big season ahead of us. Posting this after the first game, but that won't influence any of my judgment calls. So let's just kick it off. Costanzas are the reigning champs. They went in with some very nice keepers. Their lineup looks very, very solid. You can expect that. Hurts, obviously, he's going to be a great quarterback. Quarterback perspective, going in with a talented, you know, obviously proven from last year, passer runner, added some weapons, definitely looks good. Picking up McCaffrey in the draft, paid a lot for it, had a lot of dollars. It's an injury kind of question mark for him. He's had some injuries over the last few years, but you know, if he performs, it's an incredible addition to this championship team. Robinson, most wide receivers who shift into another offense first year doesn't always go great, but you know, Robinson's talent, hasn't had a great quarterback for a while, and as a wide receiver, he's shown a lot of talent on a Bears team that never really gave him too many options. Pittman was a great keep. Got to love his situation in Indianapolis. Pitts, another good keep. Again, Atlanta, they'll give him plenty of chances. You know, London coming in as a rookie wide receiver will be interesting to see if he takes anything away. But, you know, there's plenty of upside in Pitts. Just depends on what goes on with the quarterback position there, and then the offense in general. Yeah, James Conner adds another running back to the mix. He was solid last year. Don't see any reason why that'll change. He's definitely not susceptible to injuries in any big way, so he'll be a solid addition. Waddle, he's been had a little bit of a bumpy off season. He's had some lower body injuries, but he probably will be ready. And again, you know, he's going to be in a high-powered offense. He does obviously go a little bit backwards with Hill. I think that he's a real opportunity to shine again, though, because he's a volume player, and now we've shifted to PPR. I won't say that a lot throughout the course of the podcast, but he has quite a lot. The bench, some interesting kind of bench players. But I think this is where, from last year to this year, these bench players are going to be really interesting. I think Edwards-Alaire, Tony, two really good players. Hall, great player going into a pretty mixed up environment. I think that's kind of the concern around the Costanzas, is what's going to happen on that bench. We just don't know. The Hamsters, let's jump to them. I think that they look like they've taken a step forward, and they weren't far off last year. You know, Wilson's a great quarterback. Mixon. And Harris, two excellent running backs. I think they'll both be in really good positions this year. Diggs, I think he's going to have a fabulous year in Buffalo. I think Buffalo will be really, really good. He's got Debo. I love Rashay Bateman. Have him in a couple of other leagues. Question mark on the starting lineup is definitely a tight end. Tight end's a tough one for most teams. There's not many of them, but Hunter Henry could be a little spotty at times. We just have to wait and see. On the bench, you know, I think that more opportunity for upside. I think Gesicki is an upside opportunity. Lots of quarterbacks. I don't love the fact that they're carrying four quarterbacks on the bench. But that kind of happens sometimes when you're drafting. So definitely hamsters or step up. Bench is going to be a concern for everybody. I think the new scoring system is going to help them a lot. Let's jump to the Mudcats. Prescott, he needs to take a bit of a step up from last year. From 2 years ago, he was amazing. But that step up is going to be really important. Got to like Kamara. I don't think he'll get suspended for his indiscretions. Johnson is a great volume wide receiver. Needs to keep the catches going because he has a tendency to drop. I think the problem there is going to be quarterback play in Pittsburgh and where that goes. Treylon Burke, obviously picked up in the draft. Love that. Schultz is a really good tight end. I think he's one of the better ones. He'll do well. David Montgomery is going to get plenty of chances in Chicago. I think that's a really solid running back in that flex position. And Waller, you know, I think he's going to get a huge advantage having Adams there. I think the bench has some really interesting upside for the Muddies. Thomas, I think, is really solid. I think Khalil Herbert has a chance to sort of jump into that position. Moore will come back, I think, when he gets a little bit more, gets out of this health situation he's got. Hopkins will be back after the suspension, so late in the season, if they're still in the game, they'll do well. And it's pretty hard not to love Pickens. So this looks like a team on the rise. I like them a lot. We'll see how their bench works out, but their starting lineup looks pretty solid. For the Devils, what can I say? Two-time MVP in a row, four-time total MVP in a row. Definitely in the discussion for as the GOAT. Rodgers, a quarterback, I think he'll do it again. Three-peat for sure. I think the team will go 13-4 at a minimum, maybe even 14-3. That's all it's going to take for him to be MVP again. Love Eckler at running back. I think Evans is going to be great. Chase is a star. As a very nice pickup last year in the rookie draft. You know, tight end is going to be an interesting proposition. Knox, I don't know whether that's the answer. On the bench, Njoku, Higby, I think they'll scratch a little bit around for tight end this year. Maybe someone will come out of it. Gibson, I think in the early weeks, is going to be really, really important for him to establish himself as a running back that can score, because I don't think they're sold on him. Mike Williams is a great wide receiver in that second position. The bench has got, I think, good quality upside possibilities. Naeem Hines, I know he promises every year. Wilson, I think he's going to be interesting, especially if we get some injuries in San Francisco. They will move to other players. I love Wilson in New Jersey, but I think New York. The Jets, I think, are... we just don't know what they're going to do for the next couple of weeks, especially now that we know that Wilson's injured. It's going to be really interesting. And Dotson I like as well as wide receiver in Washington. I think that'll be good. So I think, you know, all in all, you feel good about where the Devils are. They haven't really lost much from last year, and they weren't far away last year as well. The Finns come back this year. They kept Mahomes. I think that was a smart play. They picked up Barkley, also a good play. They kept Barkley. I like Brandon Cooks. I think he's going to do well in Houston. I think Houston probably will be better than people think. I love A.J. Brown. I think A.J. Brown's set to have a really big season. Maybe too many people think that. I like Ertz at tight end. Hopefully he won't have too many injury problems as he's getting a little older. Etienne is... it's going to be, I think, a good addition to this lineup, especially because of last year and where it was at last year. I think Etienne's got a really good opportunity to do well in Jacksonville. Smith, adding him in the lineup. This is the question mark. Have they got enough scoring talent on a weekly basis? When you look at the bench, you know, Lazard, I don't know how long he's going to be out for. Looks like he won't play Sunday. Chark is a question mark, but definitely worth looking at. This is a real depth question mark for the Finns, and we'll see how that goes. The Maulers, they just pull together some really strong lineups and squads, and I think that's no different. Herbert is going to be really good at quarterback. Cook, you got to like him in Minnesota, especially with a change in the offense that I think will benefit him a lot. Amari Cooper is a bit of a question. CeeDee Lamb, you got to like Lamb. He's in a really, really good position to score well. Love Mark Andrews. Chubb will get a lot of opportunities. Chris Godwin, there's a question mark over his health. It's questionable for the weekend. He probably will play. It'll just be hard to sort of know until the last minute. The bench, Claypool has some upside for sure. Stevenson has some upside in New England, that's for sure. There are some real opportunities for the Maulers to do very well. Question is, the bench, if some of those players hit the upside you'd expect, the bench will be good. Wipeouts, hopefully feeling better, the owner. Came in with a great group of keepers, drafted strong as always, knows how to get the players they want. Lamar will be great at quarterback. It's going to be hopefully a full season for him. Elliott will get you the points. He's not going to blow it out of the water. Maybe you don't need that. I think Brown has the opportunity to do well in Arizona. He's the man. Love DK. I know it's not a great quarterback situation, but you've got to think that he's going to be the guy that they target the most. From a tight end perspective, I think Goddard is as good as there is in a good offense. Jacobs adding a running back into the flex position. Jacobs is a question mark for me. I think the offense will be good. I think gets bolstered by Adams. Probably opens up Jacob opportunities. Hard to know, though. Got to like Woods. If he's fully healthy, comes back, that Tennessee situation is going to be really good for him. On the bench, Kittle will be back pretty soon, so that'll add another tight end, another capable receiver. You've got to love Renfro, same kind of scenario. To Waller, he's going to get more chances, I think. Pollard's a good backup for Zeke, that was smart. Valdez Scantling, I think, has upside. You've got to love Dylan. I would have thought that he would have got a run first week. He looks great. Burrow is a great backup. This is a good squad. Lance is there as well with a lot of upside on the bench. And you can't ask for more than that. For the Cows. The Cows did a really smart trade going in. They didn't lose a lot by going from, 12th in the first round. Obviously, they gave up their first round pick. They picked up Cup. I think Carr at quarterback will be serviceable. I don't think they overpaid. They've got a few on the bench with Wentz and Goff to kind of be that backup if they need it. Akers, the running back situation in LA could be questionable. We'll see. As I said, Cup, I love him. Hardman, I think he'll show that he's been worth keeping for these years. Love Hockenson. He's a really good tight end. Hill adds to Cup. Very, very powerful wide receiver combination there. Kirk, you got to love him as well. On the bench, I think Dobbins is going to be someone who will come back. I love Okunewuban, the tight end in Denver. I think he'll be very good. Michael Carter, I think he's not done yet. It's hard to say that he's going to be done. There's some good prospects on the bench. It'll be really interesting how Dubs does in Green Bay, especially if Lazard doesn't play this weekend. So a solid lineup there, that is for sure. The Dockers always intrigue me. Last year and the year before, not strong. Obviously, they had a couple of really good years. They've got Josh Allen at the quarterback position. That's going to be awesome. Fournette's a good, solid, I think, dependable running back. Will score well. Sutton, I think, is going to be great in Denver. The combination of Sutton and Jeudy simultaneously is going to be really interesting. Kelce, you got to love Kelce. Paid up for him, but I think it's going to be worth it. Williams is a great running back. Probably one of the best in the league. Running with three Denver players on offense. is going to be a question, I think. Fant is going to be the second spot from a flex position perspective as a tight end. On the bench, there are some question marks on the bench. There are some good rookies, and I think we'll see how those rookies kind of pan out. But my question is definitely bench related on this one. The Queens, close last year, don't get much closer, and they've had this a few times. The window in our league is a lot longer than the window sometimes in the NFL. Brady, I think, is going to be a good quarterback, always is. Henry, he's going to get plenty of opportunities. I think he'll do well. I think Moore is going to be great. I like Higgins a lot. Cole Kmet, I think a tight end for Chicago, very good call. I like Mooney and Swift in those flex positions. And then I think the bench is one of the better ones. I think Thielen will be good. I think Robbie Anderson has a chance to be good. We'll see what happens with Miles Sanders, but he's definitely worth keeping a close eye on. You got to like Collins' upside. This is a good depth team, and that's what you need to win it. The last two, look at the Budgies. Always good from a draft perspective. They keep well. They rookie draft well. Cousins, I think, will be a good quarterback. He's, the new system will treat him well. Taylor's a star. Love Keenan Allen. I think he'll be really good. Gabriel Davis, I think, will really do well in Buffalo. Jordan, I think, is a really high upside tight end in Houston. Not sure about Rashid Penny as that flex position. I like Ayuk. So a solid lineup. But then you got to, you know, look at other areas to see where they can make up. I think Tyler Boyd has got an opportunity to be good. So with Juju, I think he's got an opportunity. I like Osborne. So this is St. Brown, Mitchell, Pierce. This is kind of an Olave. Love the bench. We just have to see how that bench will do. And finally, my team, Murray, a quarterback, strong quarterback. Really happy I picked up Jones. Think he'll have a way better season than people have kind of thought he might have. We'll see with that, but I think he'll be a big part of the lineup. I needed a Packer. I needed a running back, so that was good. Adams transition over to Vegas will be interesting. I like his upside, but it's hard to sort of say whether he'll be as solid as he was in Green Bay. Love Jefferson. He's in a great situation. Freiermuth, it's a question mark for sure. Tight end's tough for everybody, definitely for the Crabs here. Like McLaurin, I think McLaurin will continue to be strong. I think he's got a better quarterback. He's still as talented as ever. He's got a nice deal signed. Elijah Moore, upside last year. We'll see how he goes this year. And then the bench, Landry, you know, number three, see what happens. McKissick, I think he's in the new PPR scoring system, will be strong. Golladay's probably going to get dropped first up. Tonyan, you know, I think that Rodgers will look for a tight end if and it looks like Tonyan's ready to go. The first 2 weeks or 3 weeks will be interesting. Chase Edmonds, you know, that Miami running back position is up for grabs. He might get it. James Robinson is already back. He's certainly a star. He's talented. Deontay Smith fits that bill. You know, Watson was picked up in the draft. Willis was a quarterback who I think has got upside. Pierce was picked up in the draft, could be good. So that is each team by team. And here's kind of where I see things panning out. I think the Hamsters will win the West. I think this is the West is going to be as close as it was last year. I think the Hamsters just beat out the Budgies, but I think the Budgies and the Devils are very, very capable of getting a wild card. I think the Costanzas will win the East. I think the Crabs and the Muddies likely to miss a wild card like last year, in that probably 500 range. I really like the Cows to actually win the South. I think the Finns and the Dockers are building. I don't think it's their year. I think the North is where there's going to be a lot of wins as well. I think the Queens will win it. I think the Wipeouts will be very close behind and they'll get a wild card. And I think the Maulers will get a lot of wins. They'll be disruptive. and they'll probably just miss out on a wild card. I like the Queens against the Hamsters to be in the Super Bowl, and I'm calling the Hamsters to win this year's RBFFL. I like what they've got as a starting lineup. I think their bench is strong. They always go to the pool well. You got to like what they're capable of. That's it. It's going to be a great, 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 great season. Everyone's excited about it, I'm sure. I know that I can't wait. Sunday's my favorite day of the week. And everybody, the best of luck. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye for now.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
This Memorial Day, we salute you, Mr. Gasoline Barbecue Starter.
Mr. Gasoline Barbecue Starter.
Never mind charcoal chimneys and easy lighting briquettes. The only way to start a real barbecue is with a gallon of 93 octane and a big book of matches.
Light up the sky.
Who needs eyebrows? You're hungry, and you've got 7 pounds of lamb shanks ready to go.
That's a lot of kebabs.
You don't just defy convention. You defy warning labels and common sense.
Very low IQ.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, oh Prince of the Pyrotechnics, because no one makes a backyard mushroom cloud like you.
Mr. Gasoline Barbecue Starter.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, Cartersville, Georgia.